My name is Alan Watt, and I'm standing in for Charles Giuliani for the next couple of hours. Those who have heard me before also know of my website, cuttingthroughthematrix.com, and the European site, which is alanwattsentientsentinel.eu. I've been on the go for quite a few years, trying to get up into a certain position so that I could find more people who are thinkers in this great age of change. This is a drastic time, really, a critical time in history that comes along every couple of thousand years while we come to the end of an age, and those who control the age have designed the next one to come without the consent of the people involved. And generations, hundreds and hundreds of generations, have lived and died, going through wars, going through famines and plagues over the centuries, never knowing that their lives and the lives of those around them were essentially planned. They were controlled. Their thoughts were controlled in every age, no differently than today. Today, more high-tech, more information is available to control your mind. But if we go back into the Middle Ages, for instance, the average person only knew that which was allowed to know, which was generally just the religion authorized by the kingdom. His whole worldview revolved around his education, his basic education. Most of them were illiterate up until the 1700s and 1800s for the average person. And even later, for most people in Britain, most folk didn't get a real education until the beginning of the 1900s, and even then it was very basic for most. But in the Middle Ages, the only education they got was from the church on Sundays. And the plays, the traveling plays, the morality plays, they were called, biblical plays. Therefore, everything, every thought that they had, the worldview, came from the Bible and biblical stories. The elite themselves, of course, went to universities, and they often, even the lazy ones, would send special gifted ones to go to university for them, and they became advisors. These advisors always were around the court, they lived at the court, and they told the king what was coming up, how the pulse of the populace was at that time, if there was any problems amongst the people, any possible uprisings or dissent or dissatisfaction, because taxes in all ages in Europe tended to be very, very, very heavy, very high. That way they could always thwart any attempt of an uprising. And most uprisings were spontaneous. People don't like to fight. They don't like to go against authority, especially when they're trained in doublethink, Orwellian doublethink. We're trained, and we always have been trained, that on the one hand, the authority is somehow very good, even special, superior to our own type of personal authority. And on the other hand, when that authority oversteps its boundaries and becomes tyrannical and takes too much from the people, they tend to revolt in a spontaneous way, with no real forethought, no planning, and therefore they're defeated. Then the historians come in for the king, and they write a romanticized version of history. This has gone on down through the ages and still goes on today. Authorized authors, that's why they're authorized and called authors, will write history, and really put a lot of perfume in there where there should be something else. I'll be back in a moment after these messages.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Standing in for Charles Giuliani. Check into my website at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. Be advised, I've never ever asked for money for any of the radio shows or television shows I do. I do this because it has to be done, and we won't have a second chance very shortly because things are changing as per plan very, very quickly. I do this because it must be done at this time. And those who are capable of knowing and understanding and making the difference into an alternate way of living will start making their moves. I was talking now about, or in the last segment, about how society was a collective type of society in the Middle Ages. People didn't have to think very deeply about things. They didn't have tremendous problems to solve because their lives were fairly simple. They were run by a feudal system all over Europe up until really into the 1700s. And even after the 1700s, it was still in effect in reality, even though they had a parliament. And you'll find that, as I say, in the collective society, you could always lean on your neighbor who would help you because you all had the same small worldview of things. No profound problems to solve, and you were intensely involved in your labor Most people lived on the land at that time, prior to the industrial era, and they helped each other out in good times and bad times. Very simple life. After the 1700s, and in came the industrial period, everything changed because the big economic controllers of Europe decided to dump the corn and all the different produce from other farms, from other nations, onto each other's countries to put the small farmer out of business, get him into the cities, which they'd just built, the big manufacturing cities, and then they had all the supply of cheap labor they could ever dream of. But at that time started the movement of individualism, something we think today we take for granted because we think we are individuals, even though most people are not. But prior to that period, as I say, the individual, being an individual, was a difficult concept for most people. They were a collective type of mentality. We have had a hard time coping with individualism because with the responsibility of being an individual comes personal choices and decision-making. It's not made by the collective. Now, those who controlled the system foresaw this, and they saw problems arising, problems to do with holding on to their authority. And therefore, they devised what we now call today big think tanks. Think tanks which would take all the data, all the relevant data of the times, and project not just where they were going, where they planned to go, and what the reactions would be as individuals got together and formed groups. And that's typical of what happens. Most folk can't handle individuality, so they form groups, and they want like-minded people. Therefore, they come out of a collective, have a short period of individualism, decide what they want, and then they want really to go back to the collective, but a new collective, a dominant collective. Therefore, you have all these competing groups vying for power. In the 1800s and early 1900s, big agencies starting with the British Royal Crown, decided to pool many of these groups together, the groups who really wanted power and a different way of living, a financial reward, big time, and because all groups tend ultimately to become elitist, as do, in fact, all religions. They pulled them all together and put their head men in to control them because it's much easier to have a group start itself, sit back, and once it's fully formed with a few million members, you put your own man in charge, and then you control a few million members. Quite simple, isn't it? And this goes on today. We've watched in the 20th and 21st century the same movements, big movements, mass movements, demonstrations, and so on, which call themselves non-governmental organizations, suddenly get in bed with the big controllers. They all want the same things. Isn't that strange? They all want a global government. They all want a new system where the individual does not count anymore. All the decisions will be made by experts at the top. They want a system where everyone will serve the world state. But of course, those top people see themselves as being above the average servant. They don't see themselves tilling the land. They see themselves in advisory capacities. And that's what this has been brought to, very cleverly, Machiavellian way. There's nothing new in these techniques. It's simply the understanding of human nature has been employed to the maximum to bring us to the step we're coming into. We are programmed from birth to view the world in a certain way. We're programmed to believe that every single thing that just happens to spontaneously come out in our lifetime, it's just part of a quirk, an evolutionary process. And you go from the transistor to the solid-state circuitry to nanotechnology. It's a natural progression. Never dreaming they had all of that a long, long time ago when they were still giving you tubes and old-fashioned radio sets. High sciences are kept from the public. And the trick is to condition you to believe that, yeah, you are just part of the great experiment. You're living through it. And you're living through sudden discoveries And all these sudden discoveries just happen to go linear-wise to an end, which is to be you being brain-chipped down the road. Not only brain-chipped, but actually wanting to be so. Because after all, the responsibility of having all these cards to carry around with you and all these things to remember and having bills come in, it's just too much of a nuisance. You don't have enough time to play. So once it's all done automatically for you, when you can call someone for a little while, and it will be just for a little while, by thinking about them by cell phone in your head, then how convenient that will be. We will sell our souls for convenience willingly, at least most will. And the next step will be the brain chip. It will seem so logical to them, they will go for it. Now, I'm not imagining this. I'm not drawing rabbits out of a hat here. I'm talking about published information from top sources. It's all over the place. It's in magazines. It's in different well-known talk shows and TV and so on, the science shows. That's the agenda. They were using prisoners in Sweden back in the 70s and interfacing them, these voluntary prisoners, of course, interfacing them with computers. This is old stuff. Children are being exposed to cartoons and have been for years now, which make them want to be like their superheroes, superpowers, and have chips in their heads so they can communicate with each other at will. And if that were a real world, you see, we're looking at, if it's a real world that truly was just, then it wouldn't seem so bad being coupled with these sciences used for our own benefits. But you see, it's never been a world where we exist for our own benefit. It's been a world run by a dominant minority as far back and even before the days of Plato, who wrote about it in his time. They called them the guardians. Today they're called the dominant minority. They plan to get us to want all these things, but what they're not telling you is once everyone's got the chip, then the real purpose kicks in and you become the Borg. The Borg from the Star Trek series. The gene of the Red Berry, you know, Gene Roddenberry, was a member of NASA. He was a member of the Futurist Society. All sci-fi writers, the big ones, who are promoted to be stars, are given stories, or at least basic lines to write stories around. It's called predictive programming. And the trick is to make it very exciting and make the children or the young people want what's ever in the story. And therefore, when it happens to come along in your lifetime, the actual events happen and the real things come along in science, you think it's a natural progression. This was written about 100 years ago by various members of the Tavistock Institute, how to put into a person's mind the wanting, the desirability of things to come, things that were already planned to come. It's the ability to change perceptions without using critical thinking in the process, because critical thinking is drummed out of us at school as part of what schooling is all about. They don't want reasoning, because if you sit back and reason too much, you'll see through the whole scam, and you'll see how we're trained step by step, like laboratory rats, to this final destination they have all planned for us. The utopia for the elite is to be a planned society, a society where no one will be born unless they can serve the world system, and if there's a place for them to serve in, they want it based on economics and efficiency. No useless eaters, no unfit. If you want to know where the whole eugenics program comes from, go back again into the nobilities, especially of the Middle Ages in Europe, where they talked openly about their good breeding versus the bad. I'll be back in a few moments after this break.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Say, is coming, as we know it, to a close. It is the end of an age. Now those who've guided us to this position know it themselves. They've made it to be so. They knew they couldn't keep on allowing us to keep so much of our income, which is just your labor, and keep controls over everything. The elite are very, very worried about what they call natural resources, because they see themselves and their own families in the future depending on those resources. And meanwhile, all the vast amounts of useless eaters, which we now are in a service economy, we're non-producers, we just pass things around. We are in a service economy. We're now the useless eaters. We're consuming all what they see as their natural resources, which they'll need to sustain themselves and their offspring in the future for thousands of years, if need be, to come. Therefore, back in the 1900s, actually before that, they started various programs after training the public how good they were, the men in the white coats, the new doctors, when science was being risen above religion with the new priesthood of the white-coated priests. They trained the public very quickly into the fact that these doctors were there to help them. And they gave them this little babble about bacteriums and so on, and how they could cure you of all these different problems and plagues if you just come in for an injection. Yet you follow the early inoculation programs, which you'll find the studies in the British Medical Journal and The Lancet. You'll find that pretty well everyone who got the early inoculations died of the very diseases they claimed to be fighting and protecting them against. And then you go into the writings of people like Lord Bertrand Russell and Charles Galton Darwin, people who came from long lineages of incredible interbreeding. Charles Galton Darwin was a descendant of Charles Darwin. Charles Darwin and his father and his grandfather and those before him only married into one other family. That's how close they interbred with the Wedgwood family. Incredible interbreeding. And their whole idea was to keep certain intellectual type and ability genes to be passed on, even if you only had one or two surviving offspring and the rest died. This is, again, an ancient thing to do with husbandry. It's based on animal husbandry. You can breed traits in or out by selective breeding. Plato, again, talks about this, and that's why he said the guardian class in his era were still in charge with certain peculiar abilities, and the rest of the public did not have them. Well, Charles Galton Darwin, descendant of Charles, wrote The Next Million Years, and he spoke on behalf of the elites of the mid-1950s in his book, The Next Million Years. And he said, we the elite must steer planet Earth. We are the navigators of the ship. So we must not destroy our own abilities for self-preservation. But then he goes into the need to literally lobotomize the general public. Lobotomize them by chemical means and bacterial means, by using chemistry and science to direct certain viruses or bacterium right to parts of the brain, which they could do back then, and destroy those parts which are, make you a particular individual and keep your survival capabilities intact. He said, and others said, like in his own class, he said, they won't need them because the elite, the state, will be making all their decisions for them. They wanted to destroy all of possibility of people eventually rising up and overthrowing this tyrannical, dominant elite that had run Europe, most of Europe anyway, for 1,000 years or more. And they were very blatant about this. But not only blatant, these people were powerful, powerful people in very old aristocratic families. And when they write these books, they're not making a wish list. They're writing their agenda because they do have the power and the wealth and the money and the connections to make all these wishes come to pass. When we follow the various effects in autism that follow the mumps, rubella, and measles vaccine, generally within 2 weeks of receiving the vaccine, and the high fever that every child gets and every mother is told is normal, you'll find it's not just autism in its full-blown aspect that you're seeing. The recent new terms they use for attention deficit disorder and a whole variety of disorders are simply variations of the same problem from the same cause. It's been happening, folks. Back in a few moments. What it's done to me, lose the love I knew, could safely lead me
through. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
For Charles Giuliani, going through just some of the hard facts we have to face if we're going to break free of all the illusions and come out of the matrix, because unless we do, it's game over. People live in the Orwellian doublethink today, more so than ever before. They hear the bad news, they see the symptoms in the newspapers and through the media, they hear them. And yet, look outside, and the sun is maybe still shining. Therefore, they can't comprehend. They're in a click mode, stuck between two ideas, two opposing ideas. And then they live in hope, too. Hope that just something will make all the bad parts in life, all the nasty things, the really nasty things, happen after they're dead. And then they won't have to put up with it. That's for the next generation's problem. Cope with. And that's what's happened down through the last 150 years or so. Every generation has seen this coming on and gradually pass it on to the next generation. It's your baby, tough luck, I'm retiring or dying, I'll be gone, but you will take the brunt of it. Well, you can't pass this buck any further, because this is the last sentient generation who can do anything about it. The chipping program is going along fast. The ID chip that's in your ID card that's to be issued is an active chip that will follow you. You'll be followed wherever you go by the same technology that follows cell phones all through cities and in the country and so on. And that itself is obsolete because it's just training you to the next step, which is the brain chip itself. It's a step-by-step, simple animal training program that they've used in laboratories over and over for hundreds of years. Same techniques. Once you accept one thing, it's easy to accept the next step. Very easy, especially when it's promoted from the top and from the top shows, television shows and so on, and the famous people on stage. This is coming down the pike. As I say, once it really is taken off, then the real function one day will kick in because it's been discussed at scientific meetings, world science meetings held in the U.S. and in other countries. But in the U.S., if you look into the Louisiana University, Loyola University, you'll find three meetings, I think, have been held there so far on brain chipping and the necessity to do so, the fact that it's all ready to go, and the speeches given about how it would be promoted to the public, mainly through fiction and cartoons and novels, to make it very exciting, and how regional computers are already set up to handle billions of people. What they mean by that is to program millions and billions of people into doing new tasks. You could do a new task every day simply by your programming. That's all ready to go. We're living in what you thought was science fiction. It's all here, just slightly hidden from you. And we're dealing again with people who worked for hundreds and hundreds of years intergenerationally. A hard concept for the average individual to understand. Most men have very short-term planning in their lives. Women are better for long-term planning. But men want something done quickly and fast so he can sit back and appreciate it and build it. It's hard for us to realize that people can plan for generations in the future. Yet, going back into the old secret societies that pre-existed, the Rosicrucians, you'll see even in the stonemasons, it would take 5, 6, or 7 generations of stonemasons to complete a cathedral. Most people wouldn't want to work at something which they wouldn't see completed in their lifetime, but that was tradition back then. But it also meant that there were generations of superiors and architects and priests and bishops and archbishops all in charge of these projects, never stopping the same project. You'd think in times of famine and war they would divert money elsewhere, but they didn't. They made sure those projects went on unabated through all types of crises. And that's still going on today. Same thing. It's amazing where they have so little money for the public to use on social programs. But when a war comes up, my goodness, there's uncountless billions of dollars just appear and are thrown all over the place to all their friends at the top. The biggest business today is this homeland security business with high-tech equipment and think tanks. And anyone can start up a little think tank and claim money for it, and they'll give you grants for it, if you're connected, that is, to the right people. It was the same before World War II. There was a depression that had started in the 1920s and went on in the U.S. and Canada and the rest of Europe, right up until World War II started. And suddenly, they had all this money, all this tremendous amounts of money for aircraft and bombers and artillery and all the other things they needed for war. The reason being that money is a con in the first place. The man who says there's X amount of bucks in the bank and makes it so. Simple as that. It's a magic act. There is no security in this world except security within your own mind. And technically, no product is going to do anything for you. It's your mind that must believe in it first. And you must believe in yourself first. Something we're taught in this system not to do. We're taught not to even trust our own instincts. If we did, my goodness, what kind of world would it be? If you trusted your own instincts and didn't go the way of the herd. Because out there in the big world, most people do belong to the herd. And they judge their values for themselves according to the values that others have. If they all have the same values, then they're one big happy herd. If you have some different values, they will turn on you and destroy you. This world has been an ongoing process, as I say, for individualism for thousands of years. In history, in its major steps that it's taken, even when it has managed to thwart the ideas and plans of this psychopathic elite, was always done by a few people, and occasionally an individual here and there, that just happened to put so much out to divert the plan that the rest of the public benefited as a side effect, you might say. And the same thing, if it happens again, will be the same way. Because as you know, the vast amount of the general public are what the United Nations has declared them to be. They're good citizens of the world. They're good producers-consumers. That is the official definition of a good citizen. Well, who would have thought you were born into the world to be a good producer-consumer? If you think that is the goal of life, then you're completely materialistic. And if you're materialistic, you must use the same rationalization that the elite use on you. Because one day you'll agree you probably are a useless eater if you believe in the economics that they tell you. It's the same with the population problem that's been blown way out of perspective by lies, damn lies, and statistics, as Theo Roosevelt said. It's hard to argue about statistics because they're not called lies, they're called statistics, a scientific term. Simple terminology change that alters perception. If you follow the Western countries, all of the Western countries, population growth or decline, you'll find from the early 1900s, as the standards of living gradually changed and grew, the population dropped like a stone. Margaret Thatcher, in the 1980s, early 80s, opened the floodgates to immigration into Britain. Now, up until that time, all the propaganda had told the British there were just too many of them. And yet, counter-publications are coming out all the time showing that the population was declining all the time. Margaret Thatcher opened the floodgates to immigration, and she declared the reason for it was the British people were not producing enough children to pay off the national debt. And that was the same in every other country in Europe. The only reason immigration or the population is increasing in the Western world is because of authorized, vast immigration policies. And it's been like that for a long, long time. Once again, alter the perception and the reality very simply by withholding parts of the story or parts of the truth. You cannot give a person a complete picture unless you give them all the data. Take a little bit of data away and you have a false perception. Very simple. Francis Bacon talked about that in some of the little treatises he wrote for the king, how to govern the people, and how it was best that the public never really knew what the real reasons of policies were all about. Nothing has changed. Colonel Mandel House, who was the boss of the White House when President Wilson thought he was the president, said the same thing. He said, for everything that happens in the world and in policy and in government, there's always a very good reason. And then there's the real reason. We're run by trickery. Trickery which only those who are streetwise at the bottom understand. They understand it intuitively. The Joe Average has been conditioned through his culture and indoctrination, has a hard time seeing through the cons We want to believe the people who speak to us. We want to believe we're being well taken care of. But we're also frightened, and so we cling to the system we're given all the more, even though that system is becoming tyrannical. We know that 9/11 was a must-be, as they say in the high occult. A must-be for the communists, they would call it an historical necessity. When Stalin said that millions of the Ukrainians must die by taking their food from them to feed Moscow, he called that historical necessity. The need to kill off the excess of the useless ones to feed the ones who had a better purpose, a more efficient purpose. Today is called a must-be in the high occultic circles. Arthur C. Clarke talked about kicking off the New World Order in his novel, 2001, which, although set in space, had nothing really to do with space. It was simply a high Masonic initiation, as one member of a group overcame the sun, or Hal, overcame the deity, the god, the demiurgos, the lower god of the realm. There's a whole lot of information I could give about this, but generally I just teach it to a few because there's a lot of teaching involved. And to break down the perceptions that everyone has through indoctrination in their personal life, you must get past all the barriers they have individually to show them what's really going on. So we're fooled by the alterations of perception. Going back to the days of Zoroaster, people used to cook on fires. They'd light fires for light at night. They'd have lamps and so on. And in the days of Zoroaster, everything changed because suddenly fire was part of the deity, and it was holy. And not only holy, you needed a priest to light it for you for a small fee. Until one generation had passed, and the second generation thought it was normal, and even the sun wouldn't come up in the morning unless the priests prayed for it. The same con game had happened with the Aztecs in Latin America. Very easy to alter reality by distorting and altering perception. The same events go on as always, except now suddenly you pay for them, because they're magical, you see. And you, being a silly little person at the bottom, you don't possess the magic. Special people have the magic. Just like special people run your world for you. You vote them in. How do you know they're special? The media tells you so. When you look at their backgrounds, most of them are simply lawyers. And Professor Carl Quigley and others who were involved working for the elite, Quigley himself being the historian for the Council on Foreign Relations, the official in-house historian, in his own book, Tragedy and Hope, said that for 50 or 60 years, and this is in the 1960s he wrote the book, there had been a parallel government running America. Now, he should also have said Britain and other countries too, because the CFR, the Council on Foreign Relations, is only the American part of the Royal Institute for International Affairs. Every British Commonwealth country has its own international affairs department. And it's not a governmental department. It sounds very official, but it's actually a non-governmental organization, which is, oddly enough, chartered to exist by the Royalty of England. So it has permission to work on the behalf of the high aristocracy. Most big reporters in the world on media, television, radio, and in the newspapers are members of it. And they have branches all across the world. That is also coupled, this organization, with the Rhodes Scholarship Foundation and the Round Table Society that came out of Lord Albert Milner. Albert Milner really was the big pusher and shaker for this globalist society on behalf of the aristocracy of Europe, especially England. We've never had what we thought was, a democracy of any kind. A democracy where we say, we've never had a say, in fact, in any of the major changes that's happened in the world on any policy whatsoever. The whole idea that the con was about was that you, your little tribe or village or town, would send a representative off with your concerns to this big parliament meeting, and they would discuss your particular problems and come back with, hopefully, with solutions. So as soon as they invented the idea of democracy, they also invented the two-party system. So now your representative doesn't belong to you or speak for you anymore. No, the party comes first. So you have no say in your own particular immediate environment. I'll be back after these messages.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
About not really what's a conspiracy, because H.G. Wells was quite correct when he wrote his book called The Open Conspiracy. It is an open conspiracy. Nothing really is hidden. It's been published and put out there in different libraries and many different kinds of books and volumes. Very dry reading. Often in the biographies of retired high-level bureaucrats. But no one wants to read these books because there's no real sex and violence and there's no real story to them, you see. So no one reads them, but they are officially out there. So legally, they've given us the agenda. And they can have their own historians in the future write that it was put out and the public didn't mind what this agenda was. There was no complaints, no backlash. And that's how it's done. It's all done through legalism. Most people are quite content with their buying and their selling and their consuming and rewarding themselves with plastic junk from China once in a while as a little reward for all the work they put in. Most people are quite content to have the vast majority of their free time taken up by professional media, giving them stuff on television, something to think about rather than have them think themselves. People get up in the mornings and they turn on radios. They drive to work with radios blaring. They listen to noise all day at work, come home, turn on the television, zonk out. And there's hardly a thought in their head that day. It's almost a flight from thinking, in fact, they're going through. They have a fear of thinking because if they start thinking for themselves, it's a whole unknown territory. You see, thinking for yourself is a revolutionary idea in these times. And thinking for yourself is also a dangerous idea because they want to test everyone from the top down and give you psychology tests to find out if you come under the category, the new category, mind you, of normalcy. You might harbor terrorist tendencies without knowing it. Just like Winston found out in 1984 when his neighbor got caught. And his neighbor told him, he said, "Don't come near me, Winston, I'm a thought criminal." He said, "I didn't know myself, it was my daughter who found out." Well, thank goodness we have these white-coated scientists, these priests, to find out for us if we have aberrant thoughts. You know, it's quite amazing how the public will go along with all of this, because they have had nothing but Dr. Phils and Donahues and specialists and all these professional wizards flashed in front of them for generations until they can't really think for themselves or reason for themselves. They're wide open for complete manipulation now. I think there's another break coming up. I hear something. I'll be back in a few minutes.
With recent internet